And I've been emceeing this festival for a lot of years now, and there's something that I always like to present to y'all. I'm gonna get right to it just because of the schedule here, and just checked in with Sammy about it. Here we go. Tomorrow is Memorial Day. It's a day of remembrance and reverence to people who have left this life recently, this past year or further back, who made a difference in other people's lives. Teachers, first responders, folks who have worn the uniform in our armed services, who either made the ultimate sacrifice or served and lived to tell about it from a deeper and more personal view of the situation. Life gives us the opportunity to look beyond appearances, including ourselves. Delfest helps us reconnect with each one of us and the realization that we all really do need each other. What Delfest also does is that it reminds us of the importance of discovering new ways of living in the world. The world is changing really fast. The important thing is that we need to change with it, to acknowledge these changes and seek to understand them so that we may, as individuals and community, make the best choices and action in how to responsibly address these changes with sincerity and clarity to make the world better for tomorrow. When people move together, when people groove together, there's a chance they can eventually heal and grow together. When people practice moving away from ignorance, anger, danger, mindlessness, and heartless ways, we can help give ourselves and old Mother Earth the opportunity to do some healing. I want to make an appeal with all my heart to you for a moment. Your creativity, your writing, painting, drawing, music, whatever the tools, whatever the vehicle, will be here long after you're gone. Do your good and noble work now and for tomorrow and for your forever. The power of your expressions left behind can save a life. Creativity matters. Your creativity matters. And we want to know about it. Pray to see the best in people, a heart that forgives the worst, a mind that can forgive the bad, and a soul that never loses faith in the idea of play. Instead of the pursuit of happiness, consider the happiness of pursuit. And instead of success being the key to happiness, that happiness is the key to success. And now, folks, a moment of silence and reflection across the Delfest Nation for people we know and don't know who have left this life. Thank you all. Thank you so much. I'm going to keep it short. This man changed my life many, many years ago. Y'all say hello to a cultural hero, Mr. Sam Bush!